Track 3. A Norfolk artist took the art world by storm when he was only a young boy.
When Kieran Williamson picked up a paintbrush at the age of 6, little did he know that 12 years later, when most 18-year-olds were considering their career choices, he would have already forged out his name as one of Britain's best-loved landscape painters. Kieran shot to fame in 2009 when, at the age of 7, his first exhibition of paintings sold out in 14 minutes, making a total of more than £18,000. Spending up to 9 hours a day in his studio or on location, Kieran is still dedicated to his artistic endeavours. "I love painting more than ever. That passion and drive hasn't altered. I enjoy painting a subject for longer periods of time now. When I was younger, I'd lose interest a lot quicker. My technique and style has changed so much. I feel like it evolves every year. I think this is just me changing as an artist, really. I'm learning a lot from artists I look at and picking up on the techniques that they used. I think it's just part of my development." Kieran is inspired by artists who took a realist approach to our region's landscapes and English rural life. Among them sit Edward Seago, Alfred Munnings, John Arnsby Brown, and Stanhope Forbes. "My main thought each year is to produce better paintings, and then my second thought is not to lose my identity by doing something completely different, but to keep painting fresh subject matter that's still related to what I'm known for. I don't really look back at my achievements. I love the journey of a painting, not necessarily the end result, and when one painting is complete, I'm always looking for the next influence and next subject. Perhaps I'll spend more time looking back as I get older." Kieran has taken advantage of the time during lockdown to occupy his studio, painting works inspired by both Norfolk and Cornwall. Originally from Holt, Kieran now lives in the southwest, but is still very much connected to Norfolk, travelling back to his house in the county every few months to paint. "Looking back, I really enjoyed that time. I couldn't really get out to paint, so the one walk a day was spent gathering enough photos to last me until I could get out again." The work created during lockdown will form part of his annual exhibition at the gallery in Holt in 2021. "There'll be a lot of cattle and farm animals in next year's show, because that's what I was surrounded with during lockdown. It's had quite a big effect on how I've painted this year. I really did enjoy it, the peace and quiet. It was really relaxed. It was a good period of painting for me." When Kieran returns to Norfolk to paint the landscapes he grew up in, he always makes a beeline for his favourite spot, the vast landscape surrounding St. Bennet's Abbey within the Broads. The two counties are almost completely different, but in lots of ways they are quite similar. "There's so much subject matter in Cornwall, I find that when I am there, I'm never short of inspiration. I'm attracted to the English landscape. Everywhere has got its own character. The light in Cornwall is purer. It's quite different to Norfolk. I love both counties, and I enjoy equally painting in Norfolk when I'm there. The big skies, and the red bricks and the pantiles. There's a lot more colour in Norfolk." Kieran, who was homeschooled to allow him time to paint, lives in Port Isaac with Mum Michelle, Dad Keith and sister Billy Jo, together with their 3 dogs and 3 cats. Outside of painting, he is a keen footballer, swimmer and cyclist, and spends a lot of his spare time with girlfriend Elsie. Michelle said, "Kieran's been in the driving seat with regards to his artwork and exhibitions. We're just so incredibly proud, surprised that we have survived the journey and that he's continued to paint regardless. We thought it was going to be a one-minute wonder, and he's just proved us wrong. It's something that he lives and breathes, and I can't ever see him detaching from that. But he's also the kind of person that will want to give other things a go. As long as he has a happy and balanced life, that's the main thing. And that's what we've always tried to encourage. And now he's 18, seeing him stepping into adulthood and taking on adult responsibilities is lovely and refreshing." Kieran has made it part of his practice each year to support a different charity through his work, and this year he has chosen East Anglia's Children's Hospices. To raise funds for the charity, he has painted a scene of Morstan on a 5-foot-tall fiberglass owl, which will be auctioned off later this year. A drawing he made of the shop in front of Baker's and Lana's of Holt, at the age of 6, has also been reproduced on a fundraising tea towel in aid of the charity. When we lived in Holt, we used to live in a first-floor flat with no garden, so we'd go to Morstan to get some air and exercise. It's where we used to go as kids, so it's a personal, special place. To paint that on the owl is quite nice. And what next for the dedicated painter? Owning a herd of cattle in the Cornish countryside is on the cards. I'll probably start off with some calves, and once I've got some experience, I would like to have a few rare breeds. I love to paint them and think they're amazing animals. Later this year, Kieran will release a collection of paintings for sale online, many of which will have been completed during lockdown with inspiration taken from farming life. I'm pretty dedicated and believe that if I put the hours in and put all the hard work in, then I should see the improvements on the results. I'm excited to see where my paintings lead naturally. I don't have any set goals other than to keep improving, whatever that might be. I would like to thank everyone who has purchased my work, and also to the people who have visited my exhibitions. Some of them have travelled from abroad and long distances to make the effort. It's this reason why I still choose to exhibit my work at the Gallery Holt each year, and why I think it's important for me to attend each exhibition daily.